Paul's here as well. Hi, Paul.
There, now we got my microphone on.
And, yes.
And Will is in Albany, New York. Willie Brown is in Las Vegas. And I'm right here in the studio with Jamie and John, and you can light a match off of Janie's head right now.
Yes.
Yeah, Jamie is...
She's a fantastic producer. She's trying to put all the technical items together to make the show happen. So, you know, we've been talking about all the guests on the show today, and it looks like it's going to be a big one. Who do you have on?
Well, first off, we'll have Lynn Woolsey, representative of the North Bay. She'll be in with us. And we'll have Mike Isikoff, of course, our Newsweek correspondent, the senior investigative reporter for that fine magazine. Nancy Keenan of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She'll be in with a report on the activities that they've been undertaking, trying to get the FDA to get off its three-year ban of moving forward with the morning after pill, among other things. And Betsy Rosenberg had a conversation.
With Al Gore?
Exactly. And we'll have some excerpts from that. She'll be playing the whole thing this Saturday after the best of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from 9 to noon on Saturday, and then Eco Talk from noon to 1. But we'll have that here in the 9 o'clock hour this morning.
Have you seen An Inconvenient Truth?
I have not yet seen it.
Neither have I, but there's a big review on it in this morning's Chronicle. The critic gives it, the little man is standing on his chair and clapping. He's very pleased.
Yes, I love the line, the earth is heating up like a meteor from hell and we're all going to die. Now that's inconvenient.
Well, sometimes sometimes we have to swallow the bad news.
Right? Yeah, and of course, Willie Brown and Will Durst will be part of the show as soon as we get all hooked up in three cities at the same time today.
All right, that sounds fine. That's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're going to have CNN News. And then a Quake News Team special on the June primary election on Tuesday. And remind you all to get ready to go out and vote. Put that in your BlackBerry. It's an important thing to do. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio available all the time at our website, quakeradio.com, which, by the way, is a great place to look for information about the Bay Bridge closure this weekend. If last night was any evidence, it's going to be a rough weekend in San Francisco. This is the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting at HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio. I'm Bob Wickham. As early as today, murder charges may be filed against seven Marines and a sailor who are alleged to have killed an Iraqi civilian. CNN Sumi Das reporting that the eight are being held in the brig at Camp Pendleton near San Diego.
According to the AP, one of the defense attorneys for one of the accused men, he has said that in addition to the charges of murder, there will also be charges of conspiracy and kidnapping. And those charges will be brought against seven Marine corpsmen as well as one Navy corpsman.
Word of another alleged incident involving American troops. CNN's John Voss reporting in this case, 11 Iraqis may have been killed.
Iraqis seem to be very cynical about these reports, and they don't often differentiate between what is a deliberate killing, as in the alleged incident in Haditha, and the ongoing death of civilians. More than 30,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed since the occupation began. And so for them, this is just part of the ongoing daily struggle of life in Iraq.
Iraqi government officials are reportedly livid over reports of daily violence by coalition troops. Again today, the day beginning violently in Iraq, two bombs exploding in Baghdad, killing at least six people. The first bombing at a pet store in a crowded marketplace. At least four died, 50 wounded. Two others killed when a bomb explodes near a Shiite mosque. The nationwide unemployment rate falls to a five-year low, 4.6%. But as economist Joel Naroff tells us, only about 75,000 workers were added to the payrolls last month, the weakest gain since last October.
Well, it looks like businesses are becoming a little bit more cautious, and while they still continue to hire, they're not hiring nearly at the pace that they had been.
Oil prices rising, trading a little over $71 a barrel. Some gas stations reporting drivers are taking out their rage against big oil by yelling at cashiers and clerks, sometimes driving off without paying. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN.
Because financial solutions have no borders or boundaries, because one market affects another market, UBS operates in only two locations, everywhere and right next to you. Powerful global resources leveraged every day to the most important issues. Yours. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call You and Us. Member SIPC.
When other ways of getting to sleep don't work, there's something you should know. Tylenol PM relieves pain and sleeplessness with the pure pain relief of Tylenol and a sleep aid that's safe and non-habit forming when used as directed. So it will help when other ways can't. Stop. Think. Tylenol PM.
California's governor says he'll be sending National Guard troops to the Mexican border after all. We get a live update from CNN's Jim Roop in Los Angeles.
Now, Bob, it's the governor's call. At least that's about what he wanted to make sure over the last 17 days. It's his guard. If he needs it, if any natural or man-made disaster should occur in the state, he wants to make sure he'll have it. He wanted to make sure, too, the deployment has an end date and want assurance for more than one person that California taxpayers aren't paying for it.
We've been promised by the White House, we've been promised by Homeland Security, by everybody, basically, that we will get reimbursed and that we will, and they will pay for it. So that was good enough for me when you get the promise of all of them.
And so he'll deploy the guard to the border mid-July. Reporting live, Jim Roof, CNN Los Angeles.
In Vienna, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice telling her European counterparts that it's up to Iran to say yes or no to either accept or reject an offer to end its nuclear program. The U.S. estimates that Iran is about 3 years away from building a nuclear weapon. This is CNN Radio. Police in Jefferson City, Missouri have charged a 35-year-old woman with injecting a cleaning solution into her husband's IV bag while he lay in his hospital room recovering from surgery. She told police she hoped it would trigger a heart attack. Reality TV star and would-be oil heiress Anna Nicole Smith says she's pregnant. Smith last month winning a Supreme Court decision, giving her another chance to collect millions of dollars left by her late Texas oil tycoon husband.
Urspraca, U-R-S-P-R-A-C-H-E, Urspraca, that is correct.
Catherine Close, a 13-year-old from Spring Lake, New Jersey, is the winner of this year's National Spelling Bee. For 44-year-old Illinois man, yesterday was just not his day. Kevin Trail walked out of jail, posted bond on a drunk driving charge, then, later in the day, rearrested for a second DUI. This is CNN Radio.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Wing is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News as we look at the upcoming June 6th primary election.
There are 8 statewide constitutional officer races that will be on the ballot this June: governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, controller, treasurer, attorney general, insurance commissioner, and superintendent of public instruction. In the governor race, Democrats Phil Angelides and Steve Wesley look to challenge incumbent Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Democrats Jackie Speier, John Garamendi, and Liz Figueroa battle the sole Republican Tom McClintock for lieutenant governor. Also on the ballot this June is a U.S. Senate seat up for grabs as Democrat Dianne Feinstein looks to return to the Senate, but she must defeat Republican Dick Mountjoy.
960 The Quake urges you to register, get out, and vote. For more information, go to quakeradio.com.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 7:07. This report brought to you by Scandinavian Designs. And is this a full moon day? Because there's some bizarre things happening on the road. We'll begin with all the right lane problems. Bumper in the right lane, 580 eastbound at Harris. Stall in the right lane, 580 westbound at 98. Stall in the right lane, 24 eastbound at the Caldecott. We have a mother duck and ducklings now on the shoulder, and kind-hearted folks are hitting the brakes to try not to hit them. It's 80 westbound before Ashby Ave. And a Canadian goose has landed in the right lane and on the shoulder of 880 northbound before Alvarado Niles. We can't make this stuff up, seriously. Visit Scandinavian Designs now and view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office with 8 Bay Area locations to serve you, or visit ScandinavianDesigns.com. Check local news at the bottom of the hour. Now, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning. I'm Paul Wells here with John Scott in the studio, and we are working on getting everybody together. We have Will Durst all set. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Will.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and like I did last night at the Friends of the Children 12 event. I'm filling in for Willie Brown at the moment.
You're our stunt mayor.
I'm stunt mayor. I said, I'm sorry, today you're getting Willie Beige.
How was the Friends of the Children 12 lesson?
It was a marvelous, marvelous event. It was such a wonderful turnout and so heartwarming to see this program where they take kids from the 12th grade, from age of 6, through the age for 12 years to 18. And right now the oldest kids in the program are 11.
And right, so they just started like 3 or 4 years, and they're working their way up.
And they take these kids from at-risk situations where they live with constant uncertainty in their lives, where they might be in the worst neighborhoods, and they might be under the worst conditions with alcoholic or drug-addicted parents, and they have four teacher mentor types that work with all the kids, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful program. Packed room at the Officers Club out at the Presidio, and just a wonderful night to be there and to be part of something that's important in the community. And
did they have a silent auction?
Yes, they had a silent auction.
Did you bid on anything?
Yes, I did.
Yeah?
And I got outbid. I got outbid for the breakfast with Michael Dukakis, too.
Oh, rats.
Yeah, well, Kara Dukakis sits on the board of directors of the FOTC, and Kara was there. She did something so smart. I just think that it's just indicative of some of the people involved in this. Someone bid $16,000 for the breakfast with Michael Dukakis. Okay.
Oh, you didn't.
Maybe $1,600.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You didn't overbid that?
I didn't go up there. That's too rich for my blood. I stopped, and then I just said, okay, I'm not going that far.
So what did she do? Offer another breakfast?
Exactly. Yeah. You got it. So she goes up to the guy who's doing the auctioning and says, Richard, the guy who bid $1,500. We'll do a breakfast for him, too, even though Michael's not here. So, yeah. I'm just wondering if he's going to cook the breakfast, too. And I'm just wondering if Michael Dukakis will scramble the eggs in an Army tank commander's helmet.
Oh, stop it.
It's just a question I had.
Oh, stop it.
So a lot's going
Poor
on in the
baby.
World, Will Durst, as we dial up Willie Brown in Las Vegas and get him to join us. That's why I had to be stunt mayor last night, because he couldn't be there. He had the whole mayor's thing in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear what happened in Vegas. I was up in Lake Placid last night, which is about 2.5 hours north of Albany, and I did a gig for the New York Insurance Alliance. So it's a bunch of insurance guys.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Insurance guys are wacky. They did karaoke afterwards.
And did you join in the karaoke?
No. My performance was short, sweet. It was well received. It was surprising. You can always tell when you go to these corporate gigs how you're going to be received by who is your connect, your liaison to the group. I mean, this person was fun. She was, her name was Ellen Melchioni. And she was just a sweetheart. She knew everybody. She had, you know, that little effervescence. And it just seemed like a fun group rather than the bankers that I did last week. Oh, man, they were so serious. There was nothing. So you could always tell by your connect to these groups, you know, whether or not if they have a sense of humor and they're fun, then the group will be fun. You know, because they're I guess the events coordinator, they're used to dealing with her. She's kind of like the steering hand, so she has her finger in the pulse of the group. It was great. And Lake Placid, man, is so gorgeous.
Oh, yes. It's a beautiful spot in upstate New York.
Yeah, in the Adirondacks. Yeah, and right next to Mirror Lake, I got to go past all the Olympic training. They have that ski jump little center there with like five or six different jumps. And then, of course, the Olympic Center, where the U.S. beat the Ruskies in 1980.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back home here in California and the Bay Area on 960 The Quake, Will is joining us from upstate New York, and we have a field poll that came out. Not only are Angelides and Wesley in a dead heat for California governor, but there's a record number of undecided voters, and these are voters. These are not just people randomly polled. These are people likely to go vote. This late, 4 days left to the election. And do you have the exact number, John? I believe it's like 24% undecided.
I believe there's one percentage point separating the two. It's 35-34, 36-35.
Right, virtual dead heat.
Statistically,
mm-hmm.
the tie.
Mm-hmm. And at the same
so
time...
So it's 35-34, 25?
Yeah, about 24%
so none of the
undecided.
Above is, none of the above is gaining. Is what you're saying. None of the above could actually win.
California voters don't have a choice of none of the above. I know that Nevada voters can choose.
Yeah, they can.
Either.
They can.
But California voters have to, we have to hold our nose and pick one.
Uh-huh.
Ah, yes. That one again, huh? How many times have we done that?
And, of course, we have the deal in Iran continuing with the multilateral now carrot stick offer to Iran.
Yes, but we've taken away the stick.
Well, there is a secret
stick
thing
without a stick, yeah.
From the veto powers of the United Nations Security Council, which includes Britain and Germany, etc., right? And, of course, the United States. We've made an offer to Iran. Of course, they still have to first stop what we want them to stop doing. So we want them to negotiate about stopping their nuclear developments. But first they have to stop before we'll negotiate about it. But there's some sort of carrot-stick incentive offer that's been offered to Iran, but it's secret. We don't know the details.
But we're hiding the stick behind our back. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah. We don't know how good a carrot-stick it is, if there's really a carrot at the end of the stick, or it's just a stick and we all know where that might go.
Well, no, the stick is behind our back, and the big question is, how big is the stick? And they don't know.
You know what I never really understood, and it became clear, I heard a report this week, the United Nations is a rather unpopular organization among Where? Many countries and governments.
Where? I've never heard
well,
that
John
before.
Bolton, for example, our UN ambassador.
Well, there have been a lot of Republicans that have called for us getting out of the United Nations, and it seemed extreme and everything, but there's a lot of scandal, there's a lot of corruption, they're very secretive about the money they make, and there's a lot of suspicion about the UN's motives, whether they're a for-profit corporation, are they a one-world government organization, or what exactly their motives are. The Security Council, it appears to do good work by trying to resolve problems and conflicts, but some of the backstory, the politics of the UN, was part of this report, and it raised my eyebrows a bit.
Oh, really? You never knew that?
I never knew that.
Oh, yeah. The blue helmets are not universally loved.
No, as a matter of fact, they very often will be a peacekeeping force that's neither peace nor keeping. They don't stay around, and they don't prevent things from happening. And when something happens, they get the heck out of the way.
They can be emasculated, too, by their directives and mm-hmm. also by the other occupying forces. Here's one of the things that I don't understand. And perhaps...
Well, whatever just happened, we lost Will. Mid-tanks.
How about gaining me?
And yeah. Wow, the power of Willie Brown on 960 The Quake to just suddenly take Will Durst off the air and join us. Are you there, Mr. Mayor?
I was not responsible for Will going off the air.
Well, we're juggling lines to Vegas, where you are, and Albany, where Will Durst is. And
that was those insurance guys up in... and believe me, my headphones in stereo...
You're
really fabulous.
That you have good headphones. You sound wonderful. If we didn't say anything, it would be like you're sitting here in the room.
Oh, yeah. I suppose I'll use these tonight when I sing with Celine Dion.
Oh, Willie, did you stay up really late last night?
I stayed up all night.
Oh, yeah? You sound a little weary.
I had your experience. I started off, doing reasonably well. I was actually over at Caesars when I started off, and I don't know, when I realized that it was time to come to work.
you were there early, too.
I had already been to Bally's and Paris and one other place. They have some places over here that are really low budget. They got something called the Barbary Coast, and you can still get a beer for $2.
I think you can play blackjack for $2, too, at that, the Barbary Coast.
You can, and they have 25-cent video poker machines for the rejects from the blackjack table.
That sounds like my kind of place, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, it's quite, yeah. The interesting thing about it is that the ATMs are far more generous here than they seem to be in the other place. I dialed in Paul Wells, and I got money.
Yeah, it works every time. It's just not working for me. Representative Lynn Woolsey will be joining us. She's in a pretty tight race for her congressional seat, I understand.
Yeah, not that tight.
Oh, there's Will.
Hey, it's not that tight.
Hey, the gang's all here.
I'm going to go and let you guys do your show. You got a lot of business today.
Yeah, well, we actually should, now that we got you all dialed in, we should get Lynn Woolsey to join us in the next segment. It's 7:19, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie, and we got them both all together.
And you leave, yeah.
Yeah, well, right. Just stick around. We all will. On 960, The Quake.
I'll try.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd, so make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to WorkingAssets.com/Quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
It's patriotic to stand up for what's right when the right is wrong. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Paul Wells here at 7:23 on this Friday, June 2nd. Willie Brown and Will Durst were being joined by Representative Lynn Woolsey. And welcome to The Quake. Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
Lynn, Willie Brown here. I'm in Las Vegas. Can you hear me, Lynn Woolsey?
I can hear you.
All right. I'm in Las Vegas, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors are meeting down here. And there are a lot of your people who are acquainted with you who are present here.
Well, that's good. I used to be a member of the city council, so I can understand how important their work is.
Yeah, and National League of Cities.
Yes.
Is what you guys did. But we have a number of those cross mayors and league members here. And we'll also be getting in some of the Republican types on the program who are running the administration doing, I guess, their outreach. I see where, I guess they're making a major effort to try to catch up with you guys.
Excuse me, Willie, it's hard to hear you.
Oh, all right. Well, one of my other guys better pick you up.
Oh, okay.
Equipment is not the best.
We're working on numerous technical difficulties. We think that the Mercury is in retrograde or some silly thing like that. Representative Woolsey, what Mayor Brown was asking is about the tightness of the race that you're in and what's going on.
Well, this is a very important race, Willie, for me and for my district because there's a absolute difference between myself and my opponent. And one of the most important differences is our stance on the Iraq War, and the other important difference is our stand on health care. So it's clear that where I stand, the people of this district on bringing our troops home from the war are behind me, and I stand with what I've believed from the very beginning, that we shouldn't have gone into that war. I voted against it, and I've been the lead person in the Congress to bring our troops home. My opponent, on the other hand, says he's against the war, refused to sign the letter that his colleague sent to President Bush, and now says he thinks the war was the worst thing that ever happened, but we should leave our troops there.
Representative Lynn Woolsey, Democrat from the North Bay, is on with us here on 960 The Quake. And Will Durst, you have a question for her?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if the Marin voters ran the country, but you have to represent the Marin voters. Are you also representing yourself?
Oh, absolutely. And it's Marin and Sonoma County. Sonoma County is 60% of the demographics.
Uh-huh.
Yes. In fact, that's why it's such an honor for me to represent this district is I'm doing what I would do by fighting to bring our troops home and being the leader in the Congress. I know I have the voters of Marin and Sonoma County behind me.
Representative Woolsey, you had a speech that you made yesterday, a proposal that you made. Are there specifics on that? I understand you had a press conference or two on that.
We had two rallies, peace rallies yesterday. And at the peace rally, I talked about a letter that I'd sent to the president asking that he withdraw, number one, and that we put a multilateral peacekeeping troop in Iraq, and that we help the Iraqis rebuild their country and their infrastructure, but we do it in a non-militaristic posture, that we certainly don't take over their oil industry. We give it back to them, and that we also do not have a permanent presence with their bases. And one of the things that I think we should do is help them with reconciliation, using South Africa as a model so they can pull their own country together. I want to give Iraq back to the Iraqis.
What specifically about the South Africa model are you referring to?
Well, we're referring to how South Africa was torn in many directions before they changed their policies, and there had to be forgiveness, and they had hearings, and they had witnesses, and they listened to each other, and they had forgiveness, and they came together as a country, and that's what I'm hoping, that something like that people who know and have had these reconciliation efforts in their countries could help the Iraqis put their country back together.
Lynn, let's move a little bit away from your own race there and talk about the national picture as it relates to the Congress. I take it that you and your colleagues, led by Nancy Pelosi, are really optimistic about the prospect for winning the House back.
Absolutely, Willie. It's not will we, it's by how many, I believe.
And in that regard, you've had a series of initiatives that you use to distinguish potential Democratic leadership from Republican leadership, and that Democratic leadership is being sorely tested in the Bill Jefferson, the William Jefferson issue. I noticed where in the press Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi has asked him to step aside for the moment from serving on the Ways and Means Committee by virtue of his own problems connected with his ethical issues as well as the potential criminal issues. And there seems to be a pushback by Mr. Jefferson on that issue. How do you think it will be ultimately resolved?
Well, you know, Mr. Jefferson needs, you know, he has to need the income from his job. And he also needs to be a member of Congress if he's to receive funds for his campaign against his trial. I mean, he needs these funds, and he won't get them if he's not a member of Congress. So I doubt.
Well, she didn't ask him to leave Congress. She only asked him to step aside as a member of the Ways and Means Committee.
Well, then that's probably up to him.
Well, we'll continue to pursue this and other questions with Representative Lynn Woolsey of the North Bay in Marin and Sonoma counties. And I could definitely say that you are a peace activist when it comes to Iraq. And we'll also continue with Will and Willie. And right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. 7:30 on 960 The Quake. Traffic first, brought to you this time by Hornblower Cruises. You can check traffic 24/7 at our website at quakeradio.com. You may need it this weekend with the overnight bridge work on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. There's going to be closures and big traffic problems. And before you head out, hop online and take a look. Stall in the Bay Bridge now, the off-ramp to Treasure Island from the lower deck. It's blocking the off-ramp. The other way around, metering lights on, back up to the 880 overpass. The upper deck, no stalls or accidents, but it's busy. Four-car crash, now in the center divide on 280, the southbound ramp to 380. And still a stall, been there for a while in the right lane of eastbound 24, right in front of the Caldecott. Nothing is as memorable as a Hornblower cruise for a special occasion. You get mouth-watering food, fabulous libations, and scenic views, too. Call 1-800-ON-THE-BAY or go to hornblower.com. That's hornblower.com. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. It's 7:31. Whether it is unlawful to allow gays and lesbians to marry in California will be the subject of oral arguments before the First District Court of Appeal in San Francisco. Now, the court date has been scheduled for July 10th. The court will review a lower decision from a year ago that said it was discriminatory only to allow marriages between a man and a woman. The Bay Bridge will be closed eastbound overnight and into Sunday midday. And if last night was any indication of what the traffic in the city will be like, you'd be very wise to stay away. The jams could be biblical if drivers don't heed the warnings to stay away or ride BART, which will be up 24 hours on Saturday overnight. You can find out all about this weekend's closures on our website and the aforementioned traffic reports, too, at quakeradio.com. Now, if you're planning on heading to Yosemite this weekend, heads up. Been a big rock slide on Highway 140 between El Portal and Mariposa. This is the second such slide in the last few weeks. The highway, regrettably, is completely blocked, and PG&E crews are going out to save a few telephone poles, actually power lines, that could cut off power to the park completely. They don't think that'll happen, but they're trying to prevent it. Caltrans can't yet estimate when 140 will be reopened. Opponents of amnesty for illegal immigrants want to make their voice known. They're staging a 5 o'clock rally in Fremont at the corner of Maury and Fremont Boulevard. And advocates for illegal immigration and legal otherwise are planning a 4:30 counter-protest at the exact same intersection. Quake weather. If you ever lived in the Midwest, it'll feel like it in the East Bay this afternoon and the far North Bay, too. Very humid and sunny most places. Fog on the coast, highs in the 60s to the mid-80s, and that'll be the same through Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott. On 960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
The smell of garlic. And the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Who is God? What does God mean to you? 960 The Quake News presents a special program this Sunday at 12 noon. The God Factor. Chicago Sun-Times reporter Kathleen Falsani interviewed the famous and infamous, asking their opinions on God, from the evangelical to the agnostic. I'm John Scott. Join me for The God Factor, Sunday at 12 noon on 960 The Quake.
7:36 on this Friday, June 2nd, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie. Here on 960 The Quake, and I'm Paul Wells. Our guest is Representative Lynn Woolsey. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Glad you could join us today.
Thank you.
Mayor Brown, you have a question?
I, my, my throat's killing me here. Vegas is pretty
Vegas throat,
pretty
yeah.
stiff. There appears to be a whole series of measurement campaigns, I'd call them. Would the first of those campaigns be San Diego next Tuesday?
Yes, absolutely. That's a test for all of us, and I think that Ms. Busby is going to win, and she will make an excellent member of Congress.
John Murther, your colleague from Pennsylvania, has called upon the administration to a complete airing of the most recent allegation of inappropriate conduct in the Iraqi war. I've always wondered aloud, how can there be inappropriate conduct in war?
And isn't that a good question? And I'm such a anti-war in the first place person. I mean, I think that should be the very last thing we do. But when we train these troops to go someplace to kill, and then when they, what happens is they get confused and there's too much going on, and they do something that's as tragic as those poor innocent Iraqis. We immediately blame those young, untrained, uneducated troops. It's such a conundrum, and to set them up as an example of shame. I just don't know how we get away with that.
I noticed today that they're now talking about having retraining of values for the troops.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, like, how long has this war been going on? How long have wars been going on? And if we started to investigate every single mistake, I mean, it's a horrible mistake, but that's not a mistake like Abu Ghraib. I mean, those are different. That's on purpose. This was a horrible situation, and I agree totally with Jack Murtha, who says that these kids were they're overstressed. The expectations on them are too much. They need to come home.
We're speaking with Representative Lynn Woolsey on 960 The Quake. And the second incident's been reported this morning. In addition to the Haditha incident that was back in November, there's a U.S. military probe. It was in the Washington Post this morning into a March 15th incident, including 11 people, five of them children, the youngest 6 months in the town of Ashiki. So this continues to spread.
Well, and it is horrible, and that's why we need to bring our troops home. We absolutely are appalled by 2,500 of our troops being killed and thousands who have been wounded and will be coming home sick and wounded and mentally disturbed because of this horrible experience they're part of. But the thousands and thousands of innocent Iraqis that have been destroyed, their lives, their homes, their bodies. We need to end this and bring our troops home now and have an entirely different presence if we're even invited back in Iraq.
At some point, Congresswoman, this nation needs to deal with the issue of war, period. And when they start holding the end product as the only responsible parties, it seems to me that's a major permanent mistake. We really ought to be talking about the president on down as being responsible for the end product's performance on the field.
I agree with you, Willie, totally. I have legislation called Smart Security, and I wrote it with the Physicians for Social Responsibility and the Quakers, and it's all about looking at conflict in an entirely different way, preventing it in the first place, and making sure that other countries who need our help and get it instead of forcing democracy down the barrel of a gun.
Will Durst, do you have a question for Representative Lynn Woolsey on the Quake here? Do we have Will?
Will must have...
All right, we've lost Will again. Okay.
Fall offline. Technically, we're having all kinds of problems. I think the NSA is involved.
There's Will.
I'm back.
All right.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, perhaps this question's been asked before, but how does she feel about Proposition 82 here in the state of California?
The preschool
yes.
initiative. I voted for it. I believe it's a good step. It's a step in the right direction with bridging work and family for our working families. They just, these kids need good preschool while their parents are working. And every child needs this additional help before they start kindergarten because they are in such a competitive world from the minute they're born these days. So I'm for it. I'm totally for it. I have legislation called the Balancing Act that bridges work and family and preschool, universal voluntary preschool is included in it.
Lynn, I believe you are a leader, a co-leader of a sub-caucus of the Congress that deals specifically with a series of issues. What is the name of that organization in the Congress that you are co-chair of?
I am co-chair with Barbara Lee of the Progressive Caucus, Willie, and we have a what we call the Progressive Promise, which covers economic security and fairness, not just in the United States, but worldwide, and peace and security, which, of course, emphasizes right now the Iraq War, and we're also talking about Iran and the saber rattling that's going on there, and it is also energy independence and environmental protections. It's actually what we believe to be the true center of who a Democrat is.
If the progressives, and many listen to our station, wanted to access for informational purposes the sub-caucus that you have of the Democratic Caucus Plus, they wanted to get information on where you conducted hearings and when, how would they do that?
Well, we have our own website, and I apologize, I don't have the web address in front of me right now, but we do have our website. Anybody that wants to can call my office, and we will certainly give it to them.
And you do conduct hearings around the country, do you not?
Well, I've had two independent hearings, independent even of the caucus on Iraq. But what we have is meetings twice a month for we have 62 members in the Progressive Caucus. That's the largest caucus in the Democratic Party, and we have discussions. We have presentations. We talk about all of the most current issues and what our caucus position would be. For example, the Patriot Act 2, we put together our platform, and we help the Democrats argue against Patriot Act 2, the continuance of that. We didn't prevail, but our arguments actually concluded with three times more Democrats voting against it than the first time through.
Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey is with us, and on 960 The Quake, Will Durst, we had a couple of minutes left here. Do you have another question?
Hello? Am I there?
Yes, you are. Speak up.
I'm wondering when she's going to get back to California, when she gets to come back and visit the lovely counties of Marin and Sonoma.
Well, I come home every weekend, but I'm home right now. This is our Memorial Day work period, so I've been home since last Friday.
You guys notice how she carefully said work period, not recess?
Yes.
if you had any idea what being home, it's a 7-day week job we have, and it's a wonderful, wonderful honor to be the representative for this district, but nobody ever accuses me of not being out there working with my constituents.
You know, it's important that
to have you as well.
Yeah. Lynn, it's important that the progressive community knows that there is a progressive identity in the Congress. I don't think people knew that there were 62 members of that caucus that you and Barbara Lee a co-chair, and you cover subject matters that involves the environment. You really are the spokesperson and the unit of the federal government on the legislative side for progressive issues.
Well, actually, progressive, but we were hearing from Democrats all over the Bay Area saying, "Who speaks for me?" And it's just not progressive. They're just good Democratic values. health care, our seniors.
The environment?
Environment.
And would you, has your caucus entertained having Al Gore come present the inconvenient truth? An inconvenient truth. Is that the title of that movie, guys?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I believe so, and yes, we have. We have George Lakoff coming, I believe, in next month to talk to us about his new book. But we are going to invite Al Gore as soon as we get, before we go out for the year.
And we'll have Al Gore on this morning with our host from EcoTalk, Betsy Rosenberg, and she'll be airing an entire interview on An Inconvenient Truth noon to 1 tomorrow here on 960 The Quake. Representative Lynn Woolsey, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, and thanks for this fun show.
You got it.
Bye.
I think I'm the last one left right at the moment, but we'll get to our burst of durst, hopefully, in the next segment, 7:48, Keeping It Real, with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This is Ed Schultz. Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of durst.
a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Friday, June 2nd, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it is your turn.
Well, thank you, Paul. Now, I know you guys are probably tired of me railing against the intelligent quotient of the president. You may be surprised to hear that I don't think he's dumb. I don't. I know my comedy compatriots have furthered the stereotype with, you know, jibes about him being the first living brain donor, and how he has to take off his shoes to count to 12, and he was walking through the West Wing, saw a sign that said wet floor. So we did. But I don't think you can get to the position of acting as hood ornament of the free world when you're dumber than a bucket of rocks. A bale of hay, maybe. I don't think he's into book learning. I mean, he says he doesn't read, and I believe him. I'm just curious as to how they prepare him for visiting dignitaries. I mean, do they use hand puppets? And now, because we're almost halfway through his second term, we're talking legacy time here. And there's a huge fight brewing between a bunch of Central Texas universities like SMU and Baylor over who's going to end up host of his presidential library, which strikes me as odd. I mean, come on, a library dedicated to a guy who admits he doesn't read definitely qualifies for the Oxymoron Hall of Fame. It's going to be a spirited fight, since they're throwing around figures like $100 million, which, I don't know about you, but to me, sounds like a lot of money to spend on a shelf. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
There you go.
You know, I hope they put it at SMU, frankly. I worked at
Dallas?
Yeah, I worked at that library. I worked at Founders Library at the Southern Methodist University many, many years ago, back in 1951.
Oh, no kidding.
It's a lovely campus. It's right there in Dallas and Highland Park. And
how about Baylor? You don't like Waco?
No.
Not a big fan of Waco?
No, you want Joan Collins and Linda Evans to be able to go look up material for their new production of Dallas that's going to be performed. You want JR to have some player, someplace to go hide. No one would ever look for either George Bush or JR in a library.
So, not in Waco, yeah.
Yeah. So it might be good to do it there. I love your indicating that you don't think he is as dumb as some people seem to think he appears to be.
I don't think he's.
You don't think he's well read because you say he doesn't read.
Well, he admits he doesn't read.
And then I love the $100 million on just a shelf. Will you really? You really put it in perspective.
Yeah, you know, I'm in upstate New York, and they're having both of their conventions right now. The Republicans are in Long Island, and the Democrats are in Buffalo. And there was a huge contretemps yesterday. The state controller, I had to apologize because he was trying to defend Senator Chuck Schumer, who's also a Democrat, and he was trying to say how far he will go. And he said, this is a quote, "Chuck Schumer will put a bullet between the president's eyes."
What?
Yeah. So he had to apologize to the president and to Chuck Schumer.
He didn't mean that. I don't.
Well, you know what he meant. I mean, he just meant that Schumer will go to the wall.
Yeah.
And in the other news, in the Republican news, they have in their convention in Hampstead, William Weld is running for governor on the Republican ticket, and he was kind of expected to wrap up the nomination. But this other guy named John Faso, who's listed here in the paper, which I don't understand, but he's listed as an anti-abortion lawyer, but he is an underdog, rallied all the conservative troops in New York and won the nomination. Now, Weld will still be on the primary ballot, which isn't until September, so there's hardly going to be any time for the winner. And I think the primary electorate is going to be much more moderate than the convention nominating process. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here in the state of New York.
Sounds all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
The conservatives are rising up and taking over the Republican Party. in the primary process. They finally discovered that instead of having somebody whom they have to convert, they would be better off if they were to push one of their own. And the Democrats, of course, would encourage that, because in the runoff, invariably the public starts to think, maybe we should be somewhat rational on the wheel.
There's a lot more people in the middle. There's a, you know, the Republicans always look beyond the fact that they also have to get those swing voters in the middle. Because 20% of America, maybe 30% are staunch Democrats, 30 are staunch Republicans, but it's that middle 40%.
And if you recall, an earlier guest of ours this week talked about how the Democrats have to take back the center. And essentially what he meant was the Democrats have to take back the leadership role for the whole country.
Absolutely. Willie Brown and Will Durst keeping it real here, and we will continue in the next hour. Mike Isikoff from Newsweek joins us, and Nancy Keenan from NARAL Pro-Choice America. 7:58, and we'll check in on the news, the weather, the traffic on 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The Labor Department says 75,000 new jobs were created in May. That's the slowest pace in 7 months. But Treasury Secretary John Snow says it's nothing to worry about when you look at overall trends.
1 month's numbers, or even a couple numbers, bounce around a lot. The important thing is to look at the trend.
The May unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.6%, lowest since the summer of 2001. The New York Stock Exchange and Euronext, which runs four European stock exchanges, have announced plans for a nearly $10 billion merger, but the German Stock Exchange says it'll keep trying to buy Euronext. Now, if the NYSE and European deal goes through, it would handle over $2 trillion in stock trades per month. The U.S. military says it's investigating an incident in Balad, Iraq, in which civilians were killed during a U.S. raid. Sources familiar with the investigation say military prosecutors likely will file murder charges against several Marines accused of killing an Iraqi civilian west of Baghdad in April. Brigadier General Donald Campbell, deputy commanding general in Iraq, says any incidents of wrongdoing by troops reflect the actions of only a few.
While the bulk of our forces, 99.9%, serve with honor, there are a small number of individuals who sometimes choose the wrong path.
Some members of New York's congressional delegation want Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff fired. They're upset because federal anti-terror grants are being cut back. Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly thinks New York City should be getting more money, not less, to protect some major landmarks.
We have the Brooklyn Bridge. There was a plot against the Brooklyn Bridge in 2003 to take it down. We have the Stock Exchange, we have the Statue of Liberty, we have the Empire State Building. So we have lots of iconic structures.
Indianapolis police are looking for two suspects in the shooting deaths of seven people in a residential neighborhood. One police spokesman says it's the worst crime scene in the city in the past 25 to 30 years. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. Good morning. This report brought to us by JCPenney. It's all inside. San Francisco crash on the Skyway. This is coming to the lower deck right before the 4th Street off-ramp. It looks like it's a motorcycle. The left lane is blocked. There's a car driving extremely slow in the third lane from the left on the upper deck. CHP says they're driving 5 miles an hour, don't want to drive any faster, and they're encouraging them to kick it up a couple of notches. It's that kind of day, friends. Crash just cleared the city streets off of 580 westbound on MacArthur. It's now on MacArthur. And fine, and a crash now out of the lanes on the shoulder on 280 northbound after 7th Street in San Jose. And BART's running on time. It's the JCPenney hottest seal of the season tomorrow only. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with the hottest door busters, 8 a.m. until 1. It's all inside. JCPenney, some exclusions apply. See stores for details. The sale ends June 3rd. 24/7 local and live traffic info on our website at quakeradio.com. It's 8:05. Time now for Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John, and I'm Paul Wells here in the studio, not at the Hotel Vitale this morning. We will return there on Monday, and we go to Washington, D.C. for Newsweek's senior investigative reporter right now, joining Willie Brown and Will Durst. It's Mike Isikoff. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Michael. I am all the way over in Las Vegas.
Well, you know.
Is anything you want me to lose for you?
At slots, I take it, right?
Absolutely.
At the microphone. Haditha was top on your agenda this morning, Michael.
Yeah, this one, it does look like it really has some legs and can really be shake things up. I think that as this investigation proceeds and some of the details come out, if we get pictures, if we get some of the other evidence, it's it has those sort of explosive ingredients to really, you know, play not just domestically in the United States, to see evidence of Americans committing what appear to be war crimes or attacks against innocent civilians, but internationally and in Iraq. And I think you see that reflected in the comments yesterday of the new Prime Minister Malaki really distancing himself from the actions by American troops, it's just a not a good situation on all fronts.
But is this something that happens during the fog of war? I mean,
of course
it is war.
Does. Of course it does. And this is what happens during wartime. I mean, I was struck. I don't know if you saw this week, the AP, which, what was it, 4 years ago, won that Pulitzer for its reporting on the shooting of innocent civilians during the Korean War. Moved in a story about how they some new document shows that the shooting of refugees fleeing North Korea into South Korea in after the Korean War started, may have been sanctioned by U.S. policy. I mean, these things do happen, and they are an inevitable part of war. But when you make that very heavy, weighty calculus to go to war, you wonder.
But we never decided to go to war.
How much all this was taken into account?
It's not a war. It still isn't a war. It's the authorization that everybody signed, according to Congress. Bush kept saying it's a peace authorization. It authorizes me to negotiate. That's what they voted on.
Well, it actually authorized him to use military force to enforce, against Saddam Hussein. That's a little bit of a disingenuous argument by the people who voted for the authorization to use military force against Iraq, trying to sort of dress up what their position was. The debate was very well known at the time, and there were a lot of people who were passionately, strongly opposed to that congressional resolution because it was a war resolution. So I just don't buy that for a second, that people can say, oh, this was not about going to war. You look at the debate, you look at what was being said at the time, and everybody understood if you vote for this, it's giving the president a blank check to invade Iraq.
Michael, Willie Brown here from Vegas. Do you think there's any possibility now with these reported incidents that there can actually be a true substantive discussion on whether or not there should ever be a war?
No.
You don't think we'll get that discussion?
No.
It's too
bad. I'm not even sure I see the logic of it. I mean, there are instances where we have to use military force. I think most Americans accept that. Overwhelming majority of Americans accept that. And people thought that there was a legitimate reason to go to war in Afghanistan to overthrow the Taliban after they were harboring al-Qaeda that attacked the United States and led to the slaughter of 3,000 Americans. I mean, that was, I think, in the view of most people, a justifiable war, a war that we needed to undertake. This one in Iraq was questioned at the time, and the linkages to al-Qaeda and to the events of September 11th were strained at best. The administration hyped it, and it was a war of choice, not of necessity. But the broader question, does this show that we should never use military force? I don't think that's where most people are.
No, but you do understand what Willie's saying, and that next time people are going to, I think only because Vietnam was so long ago, and even the first Iraq invasion in 1991, it wasn't that long. We went in and we got out.
So
it was kind of a surgical strike, in and out. But this is an occupation, and I think it took the collective memory of America to be erased from 1974. And I don't think we're going to be, we won't rush to judgment. I don't think, because of all this stuff that's happening.
Well, no, I think this is, as you point out, the aftermath of Vietnam, the legacy was, made America, very reluctant to use military force for a long time. But, the Iraq and it was seen as sort of a purging of the Vietnam syndrome,
right,
and the reluctance to use it, because at the time there was perceptions of Americans had changed. I think. And you go back and look at it. I'm doing this actually for a book I'm working on right now. It wasn't just the marketing of the intelligence and the stretching of it, but the way all the complexities and problems were played down before the war, the reluctance to look at just what the post-invasion security situation would be like, what the post-invasion planning would be like, what was going to be needed to secure the peace after you overthrew Saddam Hussein. There wasn't extensive public discussion about that, because it would be seen as reminding people, hey, this is really a big undertaking we're about to...
They were going to throw candy and flowers at us, remember?
Yeah, sure, sure. No, I know.
That's what Rummy said.
I mean, you go back and look at, you know, Wolfowitz's testimony rebuking General Shinseki when he said we're going to need several hundred thousand troops after the invasion, and said it's wildly off the mark, and we wouldn't need anything like that, and it wasn't going to cost, you know, all that much. I mean, the rebuke of Larry Lindsay, this the president's economic advisor, when he suggested that this may end up costing as much as $200 billion. Well, we're already at $261 billion and counting, and the long-term costs are estimated at, you know, it could be three, four times that. So, you know, that kind of full public discussion of, okay, if we're going to do this, let's understand what it's going to cost in terms of, you know, financially, in terms of loss of human life, in terms of America's image around the world. That discussion was just not had.
Mike Isikoff, the senior investigative reporter of Newsweek magazine, is our guest, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, you have a question for him.
Yeah, Michael, let me go back and make an attempt to make the point. I don't think that this nation, nor many other nations, have ever dealt with the, quote, the key issue, and that is, how can you have ethical rules of war? What are you talking about?
Well, there are laws of war. I mean, there are, and the military does drill this into to soldiers and to people in combat. There are things you can do. There are things you can't do. And one of the things you can't do is shoot at innocent civilians and unarmed civilians if they're not if people aren't attacking you. You do not do that. Now, I mean, there is a whole military justice system that prosecutes people for violation of the laws of war. You know, there are our laws, there are rules, and they're supposed to reflect our values. And, you know, we did have prosecutions of My Lai during Vietnam, and of course the argument fog of war was used then, and will, I'm sure, be used when we get prosecutions in Haditha. That's always the defense. But I think there is a long tradition of saying, yes, lines do have to be drawn, and just because you're in the fog of war, that doesn't suspend all the rules.
Michael Isikoff, we have one of our listeners that has been clued in by something that you had to say. Bob in Oakland wants to join in the conversation on 960 The Quake. Good morning. You're on with Will and Willie and Mike Isikoff.
I'd like to know, how does it hit you that the world's greatest military power fails to defend its own headquarters? The Bush brings up 9/11 in every speech he makes as a justification for more of whatever he wants, when in fact we don't have a proper investigation of what really happened. And I submit to you that the hit on the Pentagon was fraud.
Well, that's not exactly what I have. He wanted to know about what, if you know. Here's the question.
I don't know what to say.
The question that we see on the screen, gentlemen, is: are you aware of what we're paying for? You know, what the military is spending money on, and it has nothing to do with that. These people are so into their own little subterfuge and their own little conspiracy theories that everything doesn't happen. Everything is a one
right.
big vast conspiracy, and they can't even own up to what they're going to say on the air.
It wasn't an attack on the Pentagon. You know, I got to say, apparently there's some internet stuff out there, some that's really getting some attention. I mean, I got calls from my nephew, who's a pretty smart kid. You know, he's about to go to college. He watched one of these things and said, "Now, is this really true? I mean, you know, was there really no attack on the Pentagon? I mean, you know, the question is, well, gee, I mean." I saw the wreckage. There were 250 or 40 people who died at the Pentagon that day. And if there wasn't a plane that crashed into it, we do know that there was a plane that got hijacked. That all the passengers on it, you know, have vanished. Where did they go if that plane didn't hit the Pentagon? It's just sort of mind-boggling at some point.
And Condoleezza Rice is on the phone for you, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry.
It's another rumor that's very popular.
We are talking, of course, to Mike Isikoff, who comes with us on The Quake almost every week and always brings good insight into what's going on in Washington. How close are you to finishing this book?
Good question. That's what my publisher keeps asking. But we're going to try to get it out. I'm writing it with David Korn, my friend from The Nation. I don't know if you guys.
Oh, David.
But yeah.
And we hope to have it out by the fall. So I'll be hitting you up to be talking about it on the air when it comes out.
Great. Do you have a working title?
We do, but let's hold back on that till
keep it a secret. Well, we all have to have secrets.
Promotion, okay?
Okay. Mike Isikoff, senior investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine. Always a pleasure to have you join us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And we have our next guest here in the studio in San Francisco, who also spends a lot of time in our nation's capital, Nancy Keenan, who is the president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, joins us, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Oakland Vote reminds you that your vote is your voice. Speak up on Election Day, Tuesday, June 6th. The last day to register to vote in this election is Monday, May 22nd. So make sure you send in those cards. Register to vote now by texting Oakland Vote to 75444. For more information, call Oakland Vote at 510-208-0818 or email info@oaklandvote.org.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty s'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Red light. 8:20 on this Friday, June 2nd, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Willie Brown, Will Durst, we're being joined by Nancy Keenan, the president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, based in Washington, D.C. We've spoken to you on the phone. It's a great pleasure to have you here in San Francisco. Welcome.
Well, it's terrific to be here this morning and join you right in the studio.
Well, thanks,
Nancy, I'm sorry I'm not there. This is Willie Brown. I'm in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I'm missing you.
Well, we'll make sure our paths cross somewhere here, Willie.
All right.
What's on the agenda?
Well,
why are you in town?
Well, actually, just out meeting with some of our leadership council, some folks that have been great supporters of ours over the years, and so meeting with folks and talking a lot about what's happening in South Dakota and what recently just happened in Louisiana and. What
did happen in Louisiana, Nancy?
They also passed a abortion ban in Louisiana that is very similar to South Dakota's. And so the House and the Senate have to do some reconciliation on it. But the chances are that Louisiana will also pass a abortion ban this legislative session.
Nancy, the foes to abortions in America seem to be better organized than they were, say, 3, 4, 5 years ago.
Well, I think they're feeling emboldened by the climate. You have an anti-choice president, you have an anti-choice House and Senate in Washington, D.C., and, you know, they want their due. They helped elect this president, and they said it's payback time. And so they're kind of emboldened by the climate, and they're taking advantage of opportunities in the states like South Dakota and Louisiana.
You left one thing off. They also, I think, sincerely believe that with Sandra Day O'Connor gone now, they may have the swing vote in the...
Absolutely. That's the third piece of the equation, and that is that they think they have enough votes now on the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch that, because whether or not they actually overturn it before the 08 elections and the presidential elections, I think part of this might be that they eviscerate Roe and then are able to say to the American public, things are fine, don't worry about it. But they have an agenda, and they're moving forward on it.
In the heated debate that's gone on around the country in various congressional districts, and does it appear as if the issue of abortions is remaining at the center stage?
Absolutely, because I think it's so fundamentally about women's freedom in this country and our family's privacy, and we've seen an attack on that all over the place. But whether or not, who's going to decide? Is it going to be the politicians in Washington or the politicians in the State House in South Dakota? Or is it going to be a woman, her family, her doctor, and in many cases, her God? And that's the question. And keep in mind, this is no longer just about abortion care. These folks are out to outlaw and take away women's birth control as well. And that's what we're seeing with pharmacy refusal. That's what we're seeing when you cannot get the FDA to agree with the morning after pill. So it goes beyond abortion care. Their agenda is bigger than that.
We have Nancy Keenan from NARAL Pro-Choice America here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. Will Durst, do you have a question?
Yeah, I just don't understand. Every poll that you see, Americans, by a large majority, at least 60%, agree that a woman should have the right to choose what happens to her body. And then the legislators just roll over them, and they don't give a hoot about the people that they supposedly represent. Why aren't the women of America, why aren't the people of America rising up?
Well, I think that you're right. Elections matter, and that's why these folks that are running our state legislatures, and they sometimes come in under the radar screen. They kind of are stealth candidates. They don't run on wanting to overturn Roe v. Wade because they know the majority of Americans are pro-choice. I think the real issue is that oftentimes we find voters go to the polls and they vote their pocketbook, or they'll vote another issue that isn't necessarily around the issue of reproductive choice. And so I think now we realize in this country that it's time for women and men, young and old, to stand up for freedom. And that's the bottom line. This is such an attack on freedom and privacy in this country that, you know, voters have got to take notice in 06. They better darn well take notice in 08 when we're electing a new president, and make sure that we are protecting women's reproductive choices.
The two highlighted battlegrounds at the moment, though, are in South Dakota and in Louisiana.
Yes, but we also understand in Ohio. So we have about 10 other states poised to overturn or basically outlaw abortion care. Ohio has one of the most draconian pieces of legislation. Not only does it allow outlaw abortion care, it basically makes it a crime if a spouse, if a minister, if a mother or a grandmother or a sister took their daughter or sister or a cousin across the state line to access that care.
Aha, they're finally addressing the state line movement.
That's right. So we're seeing the Ohio bill, again, no exceptions for rape, for incest, for the life of the mother is a little vague. They are just all out, pedal to the metal here.
Is it on the ballot or is it before the legislature?
That is before the legislature in Ohio.
And there is a governor's race going on in the state of Ohio in which the Democrats have nominated a man named Strickland.
Yes.
The Republicans have nominated an African-American that may be the most conservative African-American I've ever heard of, a fellow named Blackwell.
Right. And, you know, Mr. Strickland is a very pro-choice. And that's what we do at NARAL Pro-Choice America, is we elect politicians and candidates that are pro-choice and that will defend a woman's right to choose, defend freedom, defend privacy, and make sure that politicians aren't in the middle of this decision.
From a progressive standpoint, Ohio then may be the place where, in this fall election, people should concentrate their resources, their time, and their energy if they want to be of helpful on this issue. Because if Strickland beats Blackwell, it may also carry with it the ability to stop, from the legislative standpoint, the other things that are happening in Ohio on this issue.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't emphasize the fact that governor's races, attorney general races, legislative races are critical. We've seen that where Governor Granholm up in Michigan, we've seen Governor Napolitano out in Arizona, that they have vetoed horrible anti-choice legislation. And so sometimes they become the stopgap to stop the insanity that's happening at state legislatures across this country.
We're talking to Nancy Keenan from NARAL. She operates out of Washington, D.C., but the network is around the nation. And I assume you must have some representation in all 50 states?
Yes, we have affiliates actually in about 27 states, and then we have what we call choice action teams, and they are in, we have members in all 50 states, 1 million strong in the country and growing.
And if someone wanted to hook up with you, where would they go on the internet to find you?
They would go at www.prochoiceamerica.org, and we'd be delighted to have them join us and help us in this unbelievable challenge that we face in this country.
Will Durst, do you have a final question?
Yeah, I do. I'm wondering, with all these different states, South Dakota, Louisiana, and now Ohio, one of these cases is going to go to the Supreme Court. Are they going to be able to cherry pick which one they take?
Well, you know, there's one pending in front of the Supreme Court this fall, which is right around on the horizon here, and that is the national ban on abortion care. And that one, again, I'm not sure that they're going to just blatantly overturn Roe, but they will eviscerate it by eliminating the health exception for women. So the only time women could access this care is if their life were in danger. And that's, you know, that's how they get at it, basically making it unavailable for women by eviscerating Roe v. Wade. But don't forget here, here we have we have the United States Congress also trying to trump state laws when it comes to contraception. In California, you have equity in the insurance, where if you pay for Viagra, you pay for birth control. The United States Congress is trying to change that so that insurance companies don't have to pay for birth control in this country. So, again, the agenda is not only about abortion care. It is about contraceptives. It is about sex education and them not being truthful to young people in this country. The agenda is much bigger than just abortion care right now.
Thank you so much for joining us, Melody.
Yes, Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America, and anytime you're in San Francisco, please drop by again.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's been terrific.
Thank you, Nancy. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Paul Wells. Now John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. It's 8:30. Good morning. Let's do the cars first, brought to you by your participating local Nissan dealers. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Livermore crash blocking the right lane of 580 westbound at Airway. In Oakland, 880 northbound before 980. Up at the split, a three-car crash. And it looks like something's on the shoulder and something's in the lanes. It's a mess behind there anyway. It'll be slow as you come up. The metering lights are on. Backup's not massive. It's to the 880 overpass now. A South Bay problem, 85 northbound after Homestead, a crash blocking a lane. And still on the approach to the lower deck on the Skyway before the 4th Street off-ramp, we understand that there's a motorcycle, possibly with a car, in one of the lanes. It may have been cleaned up in the last couple of minutes and they haven't updated. We just wanted to give you a heads up if it seems unusually slow through there. To help protect the value of your Nissan, trust the people who know your Nissan best. Factory-trained technicians using advanced diagnostics equipment and genuine Nissan parts. 8:31. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. New field poll out suggests that Governor Schwarzenegger is on the rebound. It shows that voters are evenly split. About 46% view him favorably. The same percentage see him unfavorably. That's the best number he's had in a while. He also looks good in matchups against the two Democrats that will end up challenging him in November, one of them. Schwarzenegger leads Steve Wesley slightly, 42-40. Let me start over. Schwarzenegger leads State Controller Steve Wesley slightly by a margin of 44-42%. Bill Angelides trails the governor 46-39%. With that said, the Quake News team has been avoiding the horse race and focusing on the issues. We'll have another report on Tuesday's election at 4 o'clock this afternoon during the Randy Rhodes Show. The entire series is online right now for you to listen to at quakeradio.com. You don't have to go through the voter information guide. We did all the heavy lifting, so you don't have to. As expected, the state-appointed head of the Oakland Unified School District yesterday overruled the school trustees' vote to give the diplomas to 140 seniors who flunked the state exit exam. Bottom line, high school seniors in Oakland who have failed the test will not be getting their diplomas after all. This is the weekend that's going to try the patience of drivers. Lower deck of the Bay Bridge closed at midnight Saturday night and will stay shut down through 10 a.m. Sunday morning. In preparation, Caltrans will close the 1st and Essex Street on-ramps at 11 o'clock tonight. They will remain closed all weekend. We had a poor experience last night, and if last night was any indication of what's to come, it's going to be awful this weekend. We have the Union Street Fair in the city as well, and with all the things going on in San Francisco, it is not a good weekend to use the Bay Bridge. It would be a great weekend to take BART. It'll run round the clock this weekend to help ease the pain. Humid in the east and north bays this afternoon, mostly sunny through the weekend. Highs around 60 on the coast, mid-80s, maybe a couple of degrees warmer by the end of the weekend. And that's what we'll see inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quick.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the Internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far, I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Baskin Robbins.
It's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
I'm Angie Coiro. This Sunday on Mother Jones Radio, bloggers, the blogosphere, and the rest of the country. With yearly Co's gathering in Las Vegas, Mother Jones probes the real power of blogs as a progressive force. And Glenn Greenwald, whose How Would a Patriot Act shot to number one on Amazon, boosted only by the bloggers. That's Mother Jones Radio this Sunday on the Air America Radio Network.
Mother Jones Radio, homegrown from San Francisco and heard exclusively every Sunday at 1 on 960 The Quake.
.37 on this Friday, June 2nd. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And on Friday, it's just a beautiful day to be here in San Francisco. Willie Brown is in Las Vegas. Will Durst is in Albany. And California's heating up for the election, guys. You know, we're going to Sacramento, and we should mention the quadcast that's happening on Tuesday evening.
And Wednesday morning.
Tuesday evening, we're going to be on the air here on The Quake, KNEW, our sister station to the right, with Armstrong and Getty and Will and Willie doing election coverage from 8 to 10. Also on KSTE, I believe, in Sacramento, and Channel 50. It's going to be on television, this special election night coverage from 8 to 10. Polls close at 8 on Tuesday night. And then we will do Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from the state capitol, from the Willie Brown Building. I'll call it the whole building, the Willie Brown Building.
The Willie Brown Building.
From the state capitol. It's actually the conference room, the Willie L. Brown Jr. Conference Room. Isn't that right, Mr. Mayor?
It's a conference room named in my honor.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were just going to have the whole building named in your honor.
No. I wouldn't want that. I would not. You know,
on second thought. Now, we have the very hotly contested, of course, governor's race. Angelides and Wesley have been running negative ads and the dead heat statistically in the field poll that came out.
Guys, and let me tell you that that's not good news for Steve Wesley. He needs to be really much further ahead, because on election day, the infrastructure of the Democratic Party that endorsed Phil Angelides, plus a combination of the teachers and the nurses and all those people out there, in particular, those who are supporting Prop 82, all of that's infrastructure to assist in producing the vote for Phil Angelides. A low turnout election will hurt Steve Wesley's chances of translating himself into the candidate to bear the Democratic colors for the fall of 2006.
So how many points does he have to be ahead?
I would say that if he was ahead by 5, 6, 7, maybe even 10, he would be in a position where his overwhelming numbers dampens the enthusiasm of all these people that are out there supporting Phil Angelides. You know, you're not terribly enthusiastic in the fourth quarter if you're trailing by 30. The Suns found that out last night against Dallas.
Oh, there you go. I caught that reference.
I was out here, and everybody was watching the Buffalo-Carolina game. So now, in the Stanley Cup Final, you got Carolina, because they beat Buffalo, and we're close to Buffalo here. So you got Carolina versus Edmonton. What do you think? 10 people watching that? ESPN?
Yeah,
you
think
there'll
be more. Listen, there'll be more people that watch the spelling bee in which that little girl from New Jersey won. The woman from New Jersey won. 13 years old.
Yeah.
And it's the first time she wasn't an undocumented person.
I know. Usually it's a homeschooled kid or a Patel.
And she seemed somewhat normal. They asked her about the word she had to spell. I don't remember what the word was, but they asked her about the word. She says she had heard her parents use that term.
Uh-huh.
How do your parents use that term?
Uh-huh.
Willie Lewis Brown, what are you doing in Vegas watching the spelling bee?
Well, I didn't watch
the spelling bee. Did you place bets on it?
I lost all my money.
And went back to your room.
That's
for
right.
Your secret stash.
I had prepaid.
Stash. S-T-A-S-H.
But to get
stash.
Back to the primary that is happening on Tuesday, it's only 4 days away. And one thing that we noted in this field poll earlier on in the show on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960, the quake is the fact that there's a record number of undecided voters who can't pick, and possibly because of the negative campaigns that they have both been slinging on TV, between Wesley or Angelides.
Well, what is there to pick
about
from?
About a quarter of the voters.
They're the same guy.
No, they're not.
They believe in exactly the same thing on the issues. If you look at the issues, it's hard to distinguish between the two of them.
I know that it may appear to be difficult, but there is a dramatic difference. Phil Angelides is really quite a dramatic extension of what organized labor's interest is in politics these days. Steve Wesley is still trying to craft himself as being the spokesperson for Democratic politics. And believe me, Will, there's a difference between labor and Democrats on many, many issues.
But
Bill tends to speak for labor first, Democrats second. The other guy, I'm not sure how you would classify his constituency for which he speaks, but it certainly isn't labor.
And it's not. And also, Angelides is closer to the developers.
Angelides is much closer to. He is a developer. What do you mean closer to the developer?
His partner however, is the other guy.
Don't you love the ads? Steve Wesley is a clone of Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's one of the attack ads.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a picture of the two of them in black and white. You know they're attacking you when they have you in a photo with someone else and you're both smiling and it's in black and white.
And on the Internet, somebody tells me that they've got it so that Schwarzenegger's face evolves until it becomes Wesley and then it goes back again and becomes Schwarzenegger. What you can do with electronics these days.
So there's a little morphing going on.
That's right.
Willie Brown, your take on a lieutenant governor, et cetera.
Well, that race is still up in the air. There are two women running. Liz Figueroa and Jackie Speer, and that there will be obviously some dilution of what ordinarily would be a focused vote on behalf of a woman. John Garamendi, on the other hand, has not really been up for the chart. You know, he's not been up there with a whole lot of energy in the last 3 or 4 weeks. He had that heart condition that required an operation, about a month and a half ago. And he has, I think the most dramatic thing he's done since then was appear on our show. And whereas Jackie has unleashed a series of heart-wrenching TV commercials that has the tagline that says, what you expect of Jackie to do, just see what she's done. And it is really quite dramatic in the way in which she portrays her own life. It's almost like an infomercial. On the other hand, Liz Figueroa has been concentrated on Spanish language stations in the main for her television. And so it's really much too close to call. Ordinarily, you would give it to Garamendi because he's been on the ballot more times than Harold Stassen.
have you heard the latest wrinkle in the Fiona Ma Janet Riley situation for District 12 in San Francisco?
What I lack about that particular race is there are some real clever people doing the mail in that race. I saw a piece that said, "Welcome to Janet Riley's neighborhood." In the front of the piece was Janet Riley's multi-million-dollar home out there in Seacliff, and it was distributed to the people in the Sunset. What a
Well, now there's a new wrinkle. Sheila Keene, she's a legislature.
She's from Santa Monica.
Santa Monica,
she's
right.
She's a state senator.
And she used to play Zelda on The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis.
Right.
And you remember that, Paul?
That's black and white TV. You really have to be old to remember that.
Well, I guess I am old. Anyhow, Sheila has accused Miss Riley of putting Ms. Riley's name on Sheila's health care proposal.
Well,
a little bit of plagiarism, and Fiona's plastering it all over her website.
Except that that's just not accurate. The whole business of how you solve the health care problem is pretty much universal now by anybody who speaks about it. And what Sheila did was Sheila kind of put together all of the components of an ideal health care plan, somewhat like Hillary Clinton did back in the 1990s. And what Janet Riley apparently did was essentially the same thing. She put
together
all of the components of a good health care package. She listed them kind of sequentially, similar to what Sheila had done. And Sheila, who is supporting Fiona Ma and who was part of John Burton's operation in the state Senate and is part of the independent efforts to...
So she cried foul.
Yeah, so you can't... You've got to place a little bit of
it's
question.
It's just another political charge. Huh?
That's right. And why would Sheila be concerned about a small race in San Francisco that has nothing to do with what's happening in the legislature on her bill? Only one thing. She wanted very much to discredit Janet Riley's efforts. Because Janet Riley sent out a book on health care, and I mean like 50 pages, and it went apparently to, I don't know how many pages exactly, but it certainly was more than five, and it went to every voter in the district, and it has picked up momentum because people are kind of using it as a guide to good health.
Really?
And that's why there has been a reaction to it. Somehow Fiona Ma had to discredit that document, and I think she's having some effect by having Sheila stand up and say, hey, you're not 19. You can't steal my lions.
I see. And it's a Burton-Riley battle, too, according to one of the reports, too, between the two candidates.
Well, Phil Mateer quoted me. Apparently, I must have said something like that on the show at some point. I said, you know, like it's two old warriors coming out to see who for bragging rights. Well, I've lost two friends.
Again?
Both Riley and Burton.
Oh, no. They won't talk to you? Well, at least you didn't say dinosaurs. You said two old warriors.
And the other thing is that you'll get misquoted. In the future, this could become an internet conspiracy theory, like the remark that you made in the September 12th column that Mateer and Ross had about getting some sort of warning, which has been totally misconstrued.
No, I think you mean a remark attributed to me.
Yes, attributed to you.
Be careful about where that you say I made the remark.
Uh-huh. Well, you do make remarks.
You're one of those who are out there misrepresented.
No, I don't want to do that, Mr. Mayor.
It was pillow talk between Willie and Connie.
Pillow talk, that's
hello.
Right.
Hello.
But we get
she didn't want me to leave.
The unvarnished and absolutely quotable opinions of Willie Brown and what would Willie do in our next segment. And then after the top of the hour, Betsy Rosenberg will join us, EcoTalk's big guest this weekend with the opening of An Inconvenient Truth. Al Gore will be on EcoTalk from noon to 1 after the best of Keeping Real with Will and Willie. And that is Saturday noon to 1 when we're on 9 to noon, and we'll have Betsy in the studio with us after 9, so stick around. What Would Willie Do is next, 8:49, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Mmm, the smell of garlic, and the sound. Listen to that garlic sizzling in the wok. Oh, nice. I can almost taste it. I love my job. I'm a chef at Panda Express. And I just can't get enough of all the smells, sounds, and sights of our Chinese kitchen. Right now, we're featuring our exciting garlic creations. Get into a Panda Express and experience them for yourself.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hop Yard or online at elpalazzo.net.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Should be here.
Let me check this one out for you. Right now, you get a big 6-month supply of NHB for just $99, and we're throwing in the Sizzling Summer Pack, which is a $30 bottle of high protection sunscreen. That is yours absolutely for free. Small postage fee, all the way from New Zealand right to your house. NatureBEE.com if you'd like, or toll free. Do it this Aloha Friday, 1-866-834-8355. Now, come on, write it down. 866-834-8355.
There you have it, guys. Get with it. Get with me. Get with Nature B. Call now, 1-866-834-8355, or go online to www.naturebee.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
And it's time for What Would Willie Do on 960 The Quake. We ask a question of the mayor here on 960, right out of the news. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Mayor Brown, this is something you might have been able to fix previously. Now, Department of Elections in San Francisco, we got the primary coming up on Tuesday. I get my voter pamphlet, okay, in the mail on Wednesday of this week. That would be May 31st. On the back is my absentee ballot application form, which says clearly on it, this application must be in the Department of Elections office by 5 p.m. on May 30th, 2006. What would Willie do to fix this?
I would say, Paul, your application for an absentee ballot will be provided in the next election, not this one. And Willie Brown would tell you, I will drive you to the polls, but only if you agree to this slate of candidates and this slate of issues on which I have an interest. I will see that you get your opportunity to vote.
We'll be on our way to Sacramento.
There's a slight glitch in the delivery system
glitch.
You receive something 24 hours after the time has expired to comply. But that's not unusual in life. I regularly have that issue. They tell me that my check didn't clear. I said, well, I have not made the deposit. So, well, why did you write the check? For the same reason that the registrar of voters sent Paul a notice.
Here's your absentee. You know, it was fortunate that I was at the Carnival San Francisco, because one of the wonderful booths they had, they also had people registering voters. We had the Quake booth out there. It was a great time, but I actually got an absentee ballot before the deadline and faxed it in. So I beat the system.
Well, you know, Paul, you would benefit from focused attention to Working Assets Wireless. Because they do stuff that produces have more than a million votes in the last election. So
there you go.
We should refer you to one of our sponsors.
And they have What Would a Patriot Do, by the way, a new book that is going to be Glenn Greenwald's release. They've already had it out there, and we'll have him as a guest next week when we're back from Sacramento on Thursday. We're going to be doing Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from the state capitol, and that'll be Wednesday morning in a election wrap-up. And, of course, we're on our way, which is why I need an absentee ballot, because we're going to Sacramento to do the live election night coverage here on the Quake, and also it'll be a quadcast on KNEW, KSTE, those two stations that Armstrong and Getty are on here and in Sacramento, and TV 50 out of the North Bay. So we'll be doing all that at the same time, 8 to 10 on Tuesday night. Yes, Will?
You know what we should do on Monday? We should go through the ballot. We should take our little pamphlets, just go through the entire ballot one by one, and have the listeners call in, the viewers call in. Some of them can see us.
There'll be viewers on Tuesday night on TV 50, yeah.
Right. I have the listeners call in, and we'll discuss each issue, each ballot proposition here in San Francisco, and we'll get one from the East Bay, too.
All right. I'll keep this in my bag.
One more thing, gentlemen.
What?
One more thing, gentlemen.
Yes.
You don't have to wait for an absentee ballot. You can actually leave at 10 o'clock.
Oh, you can vote right now at City Hall, okay?
Go straight to City Hall and cast your vote. I do that regularly. I don't bother to worry about the mail. I'm always concerned about, using the mail for purposes like Al Capone. So I go over to City Hall.
Debbie and I are going to vote on Monday.
You can literally do it. You can do it right up through Election Day. You can just continuously vote at City Hall.
I did not know that.
Yes.
I bet you can vote today.
That's right. Well, this is Friday.
But I haven't decided between Wesley and Angelides yet. I'm one of the 24% who can't make up his mind about
those
guys.
Okay, then write my name in. You have an alternative, you know. You don't have to stick with this, too.
Willie, you know if you were running for governor, I'd vote for you.
Well, write my name in.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Will they count it?
Of course they'll count it.
Hey, look, I voted for Al Gore, and so did a majority, and look what good that did. Anyway, he'll be on with us here with Betsy Rosenberg because he's a guest on EcoTalk, and we'll have some clips of the interview in our next segment. We're going to check in on the news, weather, and traffic, and we'll continue to keep it real here with Willie Brown and Will Durst, and I'm Paul Wells, 858. And it is Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696.